You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Foreign portfolio investors and mutual funds have marginally increased stake in Paytm's parent company, 197 Communications, according to a regulatory filing. The shareholding pattern of 197 Communications for June quarter 2022-23 shows that the number of shareholders as foreign portfolio investors rose from 54 to 83, taking the number of shares held by them to 3537248 from 2868098 in the previous March quarter. With this, the shareholding of FPIs in the company has gone up from 4.42% to 5.45%. The number of shareholders as mutual funds also went up from just 3 to 19, taking the number of shares held by them to 74,02,309 from 68,19,790. In some more market news, Reliance Industries, ONGC, Oil India, Chennai Petroleum Corporation and other oil refining companies' share prices rallied up to 11% today after the government slashed windfall tax on domestic crude oil production by 27% to Rs. 17,000 per ton. RIL share price jumped 4.3% to Rs. 2,545.05 apiece. ONGC added 5% to Rs. 136.40 apiece. Indian Oil Corporation gained 1.6% to Rs. 73.15 apiece. And Chennai Petroleum Corporation rallied 11.4% to Rs. 296.40 apiece. Morgan Stanley in its report said while windfall taxes are not yet zero, the government action provides clarity on the path ahead. RIL, ONGC and OIL are key beneficiaries, it said. Moving on, the government is not considering any plan to reduce taxes on cryptocurrency transactions. In a written reply to a query in the Rajya Sabha on whether the government wants to exempt cryptocurrency transactions from taxes, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary said there is no such proposal under consideration. In budget 2022, the government has announced a flat 30% tax on income from cryptocurrencies and also 1% TDS on crypto transactions. Chaudhary said that in order to deter risky crypto transactions, the Reserve Bank of India has been cautioning users, holders and traders that dealing in VCs is associated with potential economic, financial, operational, legal, customer protection and security related risks. Meanwhile, V. Anantha Nageswaran today said that the depreciation of the rupee against the US dollar has been lower than other major global currencies such as the euro, the British pound and the Japanese yen. He attributed depreciation in rupee and other currencies against the US dollar to the aggressive monetary tightening by the US Federal Reserve. As a result, outflow of foreign capital is taking place from various emerging economies, including India, putting pressure on their domestic currencies. Nageswaran said that both the government and RBI have taken measures to check the outflow of dollars and encourage inflow of foreign funds so that the depreciation of the domestic currency can be contained. In another development, Acting President Ranil Wickremesinghe was on Wednesday elected as Sri Lanka's new president by Parliament following a high-voltage political drama which saw his predecessor Gotabaya Rajapaksa fleeing the country and resigning after a popular uprising against his government for mismanaging the economy. The new president will have a mandate to serve out the rest of Rajapaksa's term, which ends in November 2024. Earlier, the voting by secret ballot took place amidst tight security in the wake of the simmering tensions in the island nation, triggered by the unprecedented economic and political crisis. In the crucial election, 223 lawmakers voted while 2 MPs abstained. 4 votes were rejected while 219 were declared valid. Next up, the industry sector. Diversified conglomerate ITC Limited on Wednesday said that the company will continue to deliver robust growth despite key concerns such as inflation. Speaking at the company's AGM virtually, CMD of ITC Sanjeev Puri said that in the FMCG space, the firm has nurtured 25 brands and the newer ones will garner an annual consumer spend of Rs. 24,000 crore. Puri said that the company will also fortify and scale up new mega brands while investing in categories of the future, he said. And lastly, the share market. Indian equity markets ended higher for fourth consecutive day amid positive global market sentiments. The S&P BSE Sensex closed at 55,397, up 630 points or 1.15%, while the Nifty 50 index reclaimed the 16,500 mark to end at 16,521, up 180 points or 1.1%. Sectorally, the Nifty IT index climbed 3%, followed by the Nifty FMCG. On the negative side, the Nifty Realty Index fell 0.29%. The broader market, however, underperformed the frontline indices today as they added up to 0.42% ONGC, Tech M, Reliance Industries, TCS, HCL Tech, SBI and Infosys were the top gainers, up between 2% and 3.7%. HDFC Life, M&M, Aisha Motors and Sun Pharma, on the other hand, were the losers, down up to 2%. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.